This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Hi everyone, welcome to Sherm Radio, the place to catch up with leaders and have insightful conversations on all things work. Welcome to a very special series on Sherm Radio on Together Forward at Work. For the coming few weeks, Sherm Radio will feature leaders and individuals from different walks of life to support equality for all at work. And we kickstart this very special series with a very special guest, Anuranjita Kumar, who is Chairperson Women in Tech and partner at Indiscap Ventures. Anuranjita has had an extremely successful corporate career and was last CHRO at RBS and Citi prior to starting this own venture of Women in Tech, or WIT, which works towards increasing women participation in STEM. Anuranjita has also written two books, Can I Have It All? And Color Matters. Anuranjita, welcome to Sherm Radio. It's such a pleasure having you here.
Thank you, Archana. It's a real pleasure to be in the company of friends and really looking forward to this little chat with you.
So we are so excited to start this very special series with you, Anuranjita. And, you know, to start off with, I'll ask you probably a question you've been asked 100 times, so not very original, but you left an extremely successful corporate career and you are now full-time working on your own venture, WIT. What prompted you to take this step?
You know, I haven't really left the corporate world because I think I've moved from the security of a monthly paid job to a world of venture capital, which is a new role, which is Indiscap Ventures. And then I founded my own organization, which is Women in Tech in India. And I think, you know, you come at a point in life where you feel that you've learned and there is time to give back. So as much as I continue to be in my comfort zone with the VC, I also wanted to give back in some way. So I wanted to be in the impact space, build a legacy for the future. And, you know, whether it was pre-COVID, post-COVID, the debate about how tech will be charting our future has been ongoing. And in some way, COVID has only affirmed that. And I think it's time that women take their rightful place in what future is going to be, and that's tech. So that's Women in Tech.
So why particularly Women in Tech? Because women at the workplace, you know, of course, there's so many organizations and people that are, you know, focused on women at the workplace and representation of women. So why this, you know, is there a particular significance to you of having, you know, focus on women in technology in particular?
Yeah. So I think a great question, Archana. And, you know, if I share some numbers with you, India is actually home to, you know, a good number of girls who graduate as STEM, about 35%. It's probably the highest percentage globally if you were to Google it. However, when you get to the mid-levels, that number is shy of 9%. And when I say mid-levels, I'm talking about 10 to 11 years of experience. And when you get to senior leadership levels at CXO, it's less than 1%. If I was to give you relative comparison, that's the lowest across the world, relative to US or rest of Asia or UK. And this is when our starting point is actually quite strong. So somewhere in the relay race, you know, the STEM companies or the STEM talent, a diverse talent, is not fully there or is losing out. The second thing is, within India, if I was to compare this 9% at mid-levels and less than 1% at CXO level to BFSI or to FMCG, the number is almost double. I mean, for BFSI, and I've spent a large chunk of my career there, the mid-level is anything between 18 to 20% very easily. And at senior levels, 3 to 4%. And by the way, that's not great either. But the relative comparison just stands out. So from my point of view, if 90% of what we're going to do in the future is going to be defined by STEM or tech, right? Then we need a better balance there. And I'm a great proponent of saying, you know, D&I is a business imperative. It is not a nice to do. And even today in the industry, you know, when we talk about diversity inclusion, it's this soft, fuzzy thing, you know, it gives me great branding, it's the right thing to do. You know, McKinsey's done a great research that, you know, there's connectivity, P&L, but there are times I find mixed emotion about, you know, why is this imperative? If you look at the company list of Forbes, which have just you know, recently announced who are the top 10 companies for women to work. Sadly, none of the tech companies figure that. So, you know, it's led by services companies or Unilever. And I'm saying they might have done a fab job. So I just got the data in front of me. RB, Unilever, Coca-Cola. So why aren't tech companies there? And that to me is a conundrum. Because when we talk about market cap, we talk about business reality, they're on the top. But perhaps more women coming in can make it even more robust and better for the future. So I think there are gaps which need to be addressed. It's not that tech companies don't have women. You know, when I talk to STEM companies, and I do that every day now, everybody will start saying, Anu, we have 30-35%. When you start unpeeling the onion, you figure out they're sitting in infrastructure roles, support roles. From those roles, you don't get to CXO levels because they are not client-facing, they're not core. And we find that trend much more in STEM. And, you know, it's an open debate. You know, if I was to go back to my previous avatar of financial services, you know, in some ways, the hardcore tech world is very close to investment banking world, and they both have the same challenge. So I've decided to focus on tech because it's a great enabler, not just for our country, but for the race and the human species. And we must make sure that there's gender balance, because it is this diversity of thought which will lead to new thinking, new products, new consumer sets. And, you know, lately I've been talking to a lot of CEOs and boards and, you know, and we start the discussion about how the business is doing. So what are the new product launches you're planning? And then you start to deep dive. So recently I was talking to a company which is an auto company. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, something about, you know, women driving cars. And there is a perception about women driving cars. And so I said, no, I drive, but, you know, I find the seatbelt quite irritating. I understand it's a safety feature. For example, when I was expecting and I had a bloated tummy, tying a seatbelt on a bloated tummy for a woman is extremely uncomfortable.
True.
Has anybody even given this a thought? Typing, making a laptop, typing with long nails, you know, women figure a work around it. Okay, but typing with long nails is not an easiest of jobs. So you name any product, design, thinking. I think we need to have more diverse thinking. And I think gender is a big play because it's 50-50. There are other strands of diversity which certainly could come into this diverse thinking. But I think gender, where there is a captive pool of talent available, how much ever people tell us their supply is broken, I disagree with that. And now from my own experience, I can see the supply is there. But I think we need to work on men and women both. And the third leg is the organization. So that's why I feel quite strongly that there's a huge opportunity which is missed, both for women and both and for the organizations.
Those are great insights, Anuranjita. And I'm sure, you know, the kind of work that you are doing to support women in the technology space. And I've been seeing that. And I'm sure it's going to make a lot of difference in the kind of support that you're providing to the, you know, talent pool in that space, again, is commendable. We're going to carry on this conversation right after a very short break. I'm in conversation with Anuranjita Kumar, Chairperson, Women in Tech, and this is Sherm Radio's special series on Together Forward at Work. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India, Inc.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Sherm Radio. I pledge for equality at work for all. Take the pledge with me and let us all be together forward at work. I'm in conversation with Anuranjita Kumar. So Anuranjita, you know, carrying forward the discussion, taking it to a slightly more personal experience of yours, you have written two very great and interesting books which touch upon the subject of biases from two different lenses. You know, one being Color Matters and the other being Can I Have It All? So in your perspective, you know, and your experiences in writing these books as well as, you know, in your career so far, what efforts can be made towards creating true equality for all? Or is it a pipe dream that we're all trying to live?
You know, Archana, I feel that equality starts at home. It starts with you and it starts with me. Okay. And I think whether equality, when we debate equality, we're starting with the premise somebody is feeling inferior and somebody is feeling superior. And that could be attributed to gender, to sexual orientation, to disability, to color, to race, to ethnicity. But there is a minority and there is a majority, and that's fact of life. So I won't deny that. But I think for often, you know, from my research on both these books and also my personal experiences, I think the journey is much more inner. So when I was working overseas, or, you know, I'm in a male-dominated workplace, so to say, I've got to kind of strengthen up, because, you know, to change that may take longer, but I can certainly change myself and toughen up a bit. And that's what I did. And a lot of, you know, people that I researched and spoken to, whether they were women or they were people of minority ethnic groups, that's what made them stand out. They kept pushing along. So that's an imperative one, where I think you, if you are ever feeling that you're a minority group, start with yourself. You cannot always change the ecosystem. You can change your thinking, saying, I'm at equality. Now, that's step one. But that doesn't complete the journey. Then comes the ecosystem, because I remember, and I'll narrate more personal experiences here, but I remember when I was working in a developed market, you know, I can think I'm equal, and I think I work very hard, and I think I should get paid this, and I should be treated like this respectfully. But many others around me don't, because they see a brown woman, a color which is associated with developing countries, and a gender which may not be as strong. So there's an intersectionality in diversity of color and gender with me. And I would often find that people would react just basis how I looked. Now, can I change my facial features? No. Can I change my color? No. Can I change my gender? No. Right? But what I realized is the more reaction I got, the more I persisted. And then I reached a tipping point where it would change. Now, multiply this energy by millions of people who and push back. It's not easy. So the ecosystem, and this is not just at work, but it is in little things, like, you know, when you're in a hotel or when you're traveling, how do people talk to you? How do they treat you, depending on how they perceive you? So I think, you know, it will be foolhardy for me to say, look, you can change the world and everything will change in a jiffy, even with, you know, big outpour on the George Floyd case. But I think we can start with that inner journey, which will lead to push in the ecosystem. When people see somebody pushing and, you know, pushing the edge, there might be some reaction where somebody will push you back. That tug of war will yield in something. And I think as you transcend that journey, getting a network of support is extremely important. And I was a beneficiary of that. So as much as I say, well, I'm a brown woman, but a lot of my mentors are white men. And I learned a lot from them. And what I realized is that, you know, the moment you reach that deep connect, everything vanishes. Nobody notices my gender and nobody notices my color. They just say, okay, it is Anu and what she brings to the table. And there is something about that connect. So I've tried to kind of, you know, describe that in my book. It's not so easy to describe it, but you feel it when it happens. So I think that's important. The third aspect apart from network is sensitivity. And again, everybody has to be sensitive to each other. And even for us as Indians, we don't start with biases. It's difficult, because if you've read Daniel Kahneman, think fast, think slow, right? Your brain is organizing information, basis experiences. And there are times you let that happen, which is intuitive. Otherwise, you'll go mad if you have to think through every step of the way for every task you do. You drive a car, it's intuitive. You cycle, it's intuitive. You swim, it's intuitive. But when you're dealing with new human beings, let that not just be intuitive. Be curious. So I think curiosity brings about sensitivity, because it will come to the conscious level. So those are a few things which, you know, I thought I would share, which I found useful. But there's plenty in the books, so feel free to read them and send me some feedback.
Absolutely. So those are wonderful words of wisdom, Anuranjita. We have, you know, before we end, I have a very short rapid fire for you. So I'm going to ask you 4 or 5 phrases and, you know, need a small rapid fire answer from you on your thought, feeling, idea, whatever, you know, you would like to share on your experience. Of course, it's based on our theme of Together Forward. So just to give you a little sneak peek into that. So the first word to you is discrimination on the basis of anything which is related to a person's caste, color, creed or race.
I'm just thinking discrimination basis color, caste or race. Insensitivity.
Okay. Women at the workplace, should we have more of, and how do you make that
the
happen?
Workplace, cool quotient comes to my mind.
Wonderful. And women in tech, your favorite one?
Future's bright, future's women in tech. They're the best.
Okay. And what does Together Forward at Work mean to you?
It means SHRM to me, Archana.
That's so lovely, Anuranjitha. What a great way to end. Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you.
Well, likewise, pleasure being here. And I'm sure together we will not only move forward, but we will bring about the new normal. So thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Anuranjitha. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And together we shall all move forward at work. Thank you everyone for listening to this conversation with Anuranjitha Kumar and me, Archana Jarath, and for tuning in to Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media Podcasters. Stay tuned as we come back next Wednesday at 10 a.m. with another special conversation on all things work and together forward at work. Till then, stay safe and take the pledge today.
This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India, Inc.